Praise is a connection from your heart to God's. A heart connected to God will be more ready to serve others. Today on Growing Hope, we're sharing ideas on how to praise into purpose.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we invest a few minutes building up a life focused on growing up your heart seed. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter, here to dare you to dream big and live bold. When we join together to encourage each other and to dare each other to do more, it really is, we do more, we accomplish more, we get to the place that we're designed to go. When we work together, it happens. It's no more complicated than that. And what better way to join together than to join together in praise? So today we're talking praise. Praise is the art of giving thanks. Thanks for all the blessings and all the positives that you encounter, both big and small. Praise happens in the moment. Praise happens over time. And praise happens in remembrance. It can be easy to praise in the good times. After all, there are a lot of things for which to praise. But it takes practice to praise when things aren't going the way you wanted or the way you needed or just aren't going at all. How we praise means little. The important thing is that we praise. Praise can be different things to different people, and you probably have your own definition of praise and your own way of doing praise. What it means to you is important. And how you receive it is important as well. After all, you're unique, so you have a unique way of giving and receiving the praise that needs to be there in order for you to move to that next level. But whatever it is, you should praise in order to be able to praise others and to be able to praise with others. So no matter how it shows up, every form of praise has to have someone that's willing to seek out the opportunity to praise. So be open to praise. Start by looking for moments and experiences for which to give praise. Move past your personal feelings so that you can praise, because praise isn't about how you feel. Learn from others how they praise and appreciate the ways that they praise and the directions that they praise. Prepare to praise alone. Don't wait for others to be able to hear you praise or to be with you when you praise. Give praise with others. Make a point to praise when others can hear and when others are there. Give praise to create a heart for encouragement and an environment for inspiration. I find social media is the perfect place to praise. Yes, I know how crazy that sounds. I tend to giggle when talking about social media and I hear others complaining about all the negatives that crowd their feed, because I really don't have that problem most days. But then I'm actively seeking out ways to praise and people that are praising and moments for which I can offer praise. The more I look for those praiseworthy events, the more I find the praiseworthy events, and the more I share the praiseworthy events, and the less the negatives leak into my feed. If you are practicing praise, then praise shows up around you. And because social media can be what it can be, I have to be intentional about what I read, what I share, and what I search. But the effort to praise makes the difference. Practice praise until the habit to find praise settles into the heart and expands out into all that you do and all that you know. The more you invest in praise, the more you will find ways to praise, the more things you will find to praise, and the more opportunities you will have to praise. it comes back to what you're focusing on. If you're focused on the negatives would be what you find. But if you are actively seeking out the praise is what you find. And again, it doesn't matter how you praise, just that you praise. Praise somebody for their great share. Praise somebody for their accomplishment. Praise the day for the sun, the sky, the rain, the flowers. Praise begets praise. It's like encouragement. It's a feeding opportunity. So feed the praise so that you can find the praise to keep the positives flowing. The more you praise, the more praise you'll find. Praise will grow your power to put others before self, to love God and then to love others. But you have to be purposeful in praise. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will dig into these 5 methods for practicing praise. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are practicing praise to grow up hearts focused on putting others before self. I am Katherine Lang, your encourager extraordinaire, working with you to take the steps to live out our place in purpose. Join me as we go through the book, Place in Purpose, each day, and learn more about the process at harnessyourwhy.com. Praise, like most things, is going to start with a heart for God and a focus on God. Praise allows us to connect with God and to show Him gratitude and even offer all for all that He shows us. The connection with God shifts the heart to a place of possibility thinking and positive living, and that makes it easier to deal with the people we encounter. Try as we might, we have to deal with people. The easier we make it for dealing with people, the better off we will be, and quite honestly, the better off they will be, so that we can deal with the people. Praise makes the way easier, and it makes the way better. Praise grows up fellowship and strengthens ties. Praise elevates the fellowship and the connections to new levels. For the longest time, I think I saw praise more as an act that had to be carried out in a certain way. I'm not sure that I was ever actually taught that, but it's something that I perceived and then decided was. So therefore, that's how I lived. You could praise in church when the music was playing, but that was about all. But then I had children, and I realized that every time I spoke possibility over them, I was offering up praise. And it changed my understanding of praise and how to praise so that I began to praise anywhere, anytime, with anyone. Practice praise to make praise your default practice. So first, give praise in the moment. Right when something happens or when you experience a blessing, give praise right then and there. Praise with a little happy dance. Praise with a song. Sing it, hum it, whistle it, whatever. Drum it out, unless you're with me, because that annoys me, so please don't. Praise with a hashtag giggle snort, if that's what makes your day. But praise with a prayer. Praise just shows the appreciation, the thankfulness, and the joy, and it spreads it. Also, praise for the big things, like the answer to the prayer you've been crying out for days, or for weeks, or for years. Praise for the little things, like the milk being on sale. Because, believe me, when you're feeding a house full of boys, you go through a gallon a day, so the milk being on sale is huge. Personally, I got stuck. I was stuck in my writing, I was stuck in my business, I was stuck in my life. At least that's how it looked around me. Because nothing was moving. No matter how much I did, I was just there. And then I looked out my window one day. I looked out into my joy garden that I've been working on, and there was one lone flower still blooming. Despite the late season, despite the horrible, challenging weather, there was one flower there that had been nurtured to bloom. It was a little thing, but I gave praise. And the praise I offered made that one little thing very important to me. And it became something that changed the moment into a possibility. Praise in the moment. The second thing is to move past the feelings into praise. Don't wait until you feel like praising. Praise until you feel better. You don't have to like where you are to give praise in the moment. Praise will change how you feel if you focus on the praise instead of the moment. I was not having a good day the other day. The weather wasn't cooperating. People around me were acting crazy. I was well on my way to following suit. And then my son decided to make lunch. Not just for him, but for everyone. And he even brought me a plate. I praised him for what he had chosen to do. As soon as I praised him for that one little act, I found the day was not as gray. And as I praised that one little moment, I found more things to praise. And before long, I was humming through the house. So praise past the feelings. The third thing is to learn new ways to praise. The more we learn, the more we have to offer. So join others in their praise practices so you can see new ways to praise and new whys to praise as well. We were having a cookout one weekend and we had invited just about everybody we could think of. That's how we normally had our get-togethers, and sometimes just a couple of people would show up, but this particular time, I'm pretty sure everybody showed up. So we had all these people, and in the midst of all this sharing and laughing and fun and smiles, one of the guests pulled out a giant horn, and then he proceeded to blow it, and the sound literally rattled the valley. I was worried my neighbor was going to call. I found out later that it is a shofar, and it's used in scripture as a battle cry and as a way to praise. But I have never encountered something like that in my life. And I was thankful that he decided to share. I would not have thought about something like that as a praise cry, but it expanded my understanding and my view of praise once again. So learn praise from others. The fourth thing is to be ready to praise alone. Others will not always be ready or able to praise in the moment. Praise in a whisper, praise under your breath, or just praise alone away from the crowd. Don't wait for others to begin to praise. When my mom passed away, I was quick to arrive to a place of praise. She had been struggling for years and with her health. She hurt. I knew it. I felt it every time we were together. She was not able to do what she wanted to do, and it hurt me for her. When she finally was free, I praised. But I knew that most of the people around me were not in a place yet where they were able to praise with me. There are still people that I know that can't find that space to praise about it. But I still praised. Be okay with praising alone. Finally, be open to praising others, with others, and to others. Like everything else, praise is even stronger and bolder when we do it together. The best example of praise as a group is a sporting event I was part of. I was coaching the swim team, and I had this one guy that he started out that year barely able to swim, much less make it across the pool and back. So I worked with him. The assistant coach worked with him. Other swimmers on the team worked with him. And by the end of the year, he had gotten better and he had gotten stronger. One of the final meets of the year, he dove in, which he couldn't do before he got started. He dove in and began swimming the best he had ever done. I walked alongside, cheering him and praising him every time he came up for a breath. Others joined in. By the end of the swim, the whole team was there to give him praise. The praise that we offered during the swim had given him the boldness to do more than he would have done on his own. Praise with others amplifies the praise. Praise God, and that focus will bring you to a place where you will praise people as well. With every breath of praise, you produce possibilities, and you create room for more praise. Praise fills the heart. It produces encouragement. And with that, the heart begins giving to others that praise and encouragement. So praise will produce that encouragement in the giver and the receiver. Again, that cycle effect. When times get tough or confusing, take a moment to praise, and then you will soon see that the sun breaks through the clouds. No matter how rough the storm may have gotten, praise will make a way. Practice praise to make praise your practice, and then praise becomes the driving force for building your relationships and growing your relationships and positioning you to a point where you are comfortable, bold, and focused on putting others before self. Make praise a priority. The heart that invests in praise will grow up a life of possibilities. Be invested in praise. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we will settle into this practice of praise.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life? Going at full speed, but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey! Is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherine.com.
katherinelang.com/books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Competech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are setting a pattern for practicing praise. I am Katherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, passing out twisted encouragement to promote praise. If you're looking for a daily dose of inspiration, visit snarkyrainbows.com today and let's get connected and engaged. If you're struggling to find your place and walk out your focus, then you can set up a free 30-minute jumpstart call with me today by visiting coachforfocus.com. The key is to get connected and get engaged with each other because remember, we are stronger and bolder together. So when we invest together in praise, then we create a place for possibilities to grow up so that we can pursue our place in purpose. We do better when we let praise lead the way. We are more confident and comfortable when the positives are the foundation. And since the world isn't actively invested in making positive things happen for us, we have to set up the practice and the habits that are going to allow praise to happen. I had never been much of a morning person, unless you include those mornings I encountered on my way in from a night of dancing. But along this journey, I've learned to embrace the early morning hours as a time of quiet reflection. Because it turns out most people aren't early morning folks. And the ones that are early morning folks are too caught up in their own quiet reflection time to interrupt mine. But when I went through a period of struggle, I did not want to get up. Every time the alarm went off, all I could hear was that Dunkin' Donuts commercial, you know, where it says it's time to make the donuts. But I don't want to make the donuts. I didn't want to make the donuts. And then I made the choice to start the day with praise. The first thought I would intentionally think was, today is a very good day. Today I am extraordinary. Today, Lord, thank you for this amazing day that you set before me. It was simple, to the point praise, and it pointed me in the direction of positive. Making praise a priority for the day will make praise lead the way. So give praise in the moments. Move past the feelings. Learn to praise new ways. Praise alone and be willing to praise with others. Practice praise until praise becomes your default. My morning praise didn't change the day, but it changed how I saw the day. Praise didn't make everything go the way I wanted, but it changed what I focused on. Praise didn't change the world, but it did change me in the world. Praise makes a way for the positives to grow. So make time to praise. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. Each day that you and I spend together brings us one step closer to this bold and purposeful life that we are both called to live. I know that you are designed to thrive and to live extraordinary. And I am here to praise all of your possibility moments, big and small. There's a story in Scripture about how the whole community got together to praise, and it literally shook the walls of the enemy city so hard it tore those walls down. We need to be praising together to the point that we shake the walls. We need to come together praising each other, praising the moments, praising so that the walls of the world come tumbling down around us just like those walls of Jericho. So share your journey with me by joining me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook page or by connecting on the website growinghoperadio.com. And of course, you can always email me over at contact@growinghoperadio.com. I look forward to hearing your praise moments and to sharing your praise ways so that I can learn more ways to praise. Let's keep the focus on praise so that praise makes way for the positive. I am Katherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference. because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. You can get there. One choice, one little bit at a time, one praise at a time. Let's make this happen. Let's take the step. Let's dare to praise until praise becomes the practice. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope at Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.